And we will return to boys high school basketball talk now as we bring in Joel Hammond with the Chronicle Telegram. Joel, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. And, well, a lot to talk about on this week's edition of the Top 5, which was published earlier today in the Chronicle Telegram. And I feel like there hasn't been a whole lot of movement with that Top 5. However, things are getting awfully interesting, and we're going to dive into that Top 5 here in just a second. But I want to begin, my friend, by talking about this week's Player of the Week, an underclassman at that. What makes Marshawn Robinson so good?
Hey, Andy, happy holidays to you too. Yeah, Robinson has been dynamic for Elyria. You know, we talked about it before. They play in an ultra tough conference, and he's got a big test tonight, as you know, in his home gym against Lorraine. He and Caleb Rogers will go against Devon Grant from Lorraine, and they'll be tested. There's no doubt about it. If the Pioneers want a shot in that game, they'll have to play well. He scored 20 in their win over Strongsville on Friday. He's averaging 17-5 this year, and he and Rogers form a real dynamic duo in the Pioneer backcourt.
What's fascinating about Lorraine is the fact that they take everybody's best shot every time they go out there, because they are most definitely the hunted right now in the Top 5, and it's going to take a lot to take them from the top spot. You mentioned Elyria at 8 o'clock tonight. They will get the opportunity to take them down. And, again, we will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Boy, Lorraine put up 100 on Shaw last week. They came away with a 30-point victory. Joel, how much do you think they're going to be tested the next couple of nights in Elyria?
Yeah, I think they'll be tested a whole lot, and I think Elyria will be able to hang with them. You know, last year Elyria got off to a really bad start against Lorraine in the opening round. They bounced back. They were down 3 at half, and then Lorraine blitzed them at the start of the third quarter, so they were out of it from there. Andy, I wrote, you know, there's two really good matchups tonight out at Elyria, with Vermillion and Sandusky playing first, and selfishly I wanted Vermillion to be able to advance and play Lorraine tomorrow, but the Sailors are in for a tough matchup with Sandusky tonight. Sandusky's got a really good backcourt themselves. You're going to see a lot of good guards out at Elyria tonight if your listeners are headed out there. And they will have their hands full with Taj Stevesky and Dylan Jones, Noah Kasten for the Blue Streaks as well. So Sandusky's off to a really good start. They're 4-1. They play in the SBC. They actually don't play Vermillion, though. They're in different divisions, so they don't play each other. And selfishly, like I said, I'm hoping Vermillion can beat Sandusky, and presuming Lorraine beats Elyria, those two would match up tomorrow, because, you know, I want Vermillion to get that shot. They've had a really good team the last couple of years, and Lorraine has as well, and they're obviously 1-2 in our top five. So hoping that we see that matchup, but, you know, Kurt Abermill said, look, we're in for a really tough matchup against Sandusky, so it'll be a fun matchup to watch.
You mentioned this in your article this morning. Vermillion's riding a 5-game winning streak into that matchup against the Blue Streaks tonight. If they're able to hold them off, think about this. They take on, presumably, Lorraine tomorrow, if indeed Lorraine is able to get by Elyria on the Pioneers' home floor. But think about it. There's a possibility that, you know, not quite halfway through the season, they will have taken on the Spire Institute and Lorraine, one of the top teams in the state. That really is pretty bizarre when you think about it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's easy for our readers and your listeners to maybe keep Vermillion out of sight, out of mind. You know, they play a bunch of teams from Mount Erie and Sandusky counties, and, you know, it's easy to lose track of them. They play on Thursday and Saturday night, so, you know, they're kind of, like I said, out of sight, out of mind at times, but they're a really good team, and you know, Mason Montgomery leads the way. I think he's averaging upwards of 25 points or so. You probably have a better sense of that than I do. But, you know, they've got some good role players, Seth Hurd and Luke Pena and Jonah File, and they're deep. And if they can get by Sandusky tomorrow, I might convince, you know, my family to let me go out to Elyria tomorrow night to see that matchup.
Well, your lovely wife just celebrated her 25th birthday. I'm sure that if you were able to sweet-talk her, she might allow you to get out there and check that out tomorrow. And I'm not sure, just thinking she might be able to give you a pass on this one. Again, Joel Hammond with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. One other team that continues to show up in the top five week in and week out, surprisingly, is off for another week. And that's the Clearview Clippers. They essentially will go a couple of weeks without playing any games at all. And this is becoming a little less common, Joel. We're seeing a lot more teams get involved in tournaments in some form or fashion, knowing that 2 weeks off doesn't always do them a whole lot of good. And of course, every case is going to be at least a little bit different. Is this the trend you think we're going to see disappear pretty quickly?
Yeah, they're certainly in the minority, Clearview, is this holiday season. We talked about it last week, where EC, in the span of 2 weeks or 16 days, where EC will play six games, Clearview will have played like one. So I think Matt and Tim mentioned on their video show this week that this wasn't ideal. I don't think Clearview planned it this way, but you know, they're at a disadvantage down the stretch. They've got 16 games to go in what, Andy, a matter of 6 weeks. So they'll be tested that way, and they come out of the gate in the second half, or after Christmas, rather, after New Year's, with Fairview, Keystone, Elyria, Lorain in a matter of 6 games. So they'll certainly be put to the test. Fairview is really good this year. Keystone has played well. Elyria is good. And, of course, Lorain is good as well. And then Columbia and Columbian Bay. I mean, their schedule is a murderer's row after New Year. So they'll certainly be tested, and their undefeated record will be up for grabs.
No question about that. We've alluded to the next team of the top five. That's the Elyria Pioneers. 4-3, held off Strongsville last Friday, and they have a huge test tonight coming up against the Lorain Titans. Now, that game against Strongsville, things got pretty dicey there for a little bit as Strongsville made a nice strong push there towards the end, but Elyria was able to hold them off. And we were talking with Coach Brett Larrick on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up Show about this last Saturday, and he mentioned he was proud of the team's effort, knowing what lies ahead, though, against the Lorain Titans, you know, the best team in the area as of right now. Elyria's one of those teams that could certainly do some damage in conference play, but you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. They've got a very, very difficult schedule ahead. It all begins tonight, though, Joel, where they could really kind of shock the area.
Yeah, and they're certainly primed for that. I think they're looking for a signature win. They've lost six in a row in this tournament to Lorain. Now, three of those games have been by 3 points or fewer, Andy, so they've been right there with the Titans. They just haven't been able to break through. So they're looking for that signature win, but their schedule is just brutal. You know, we talked last week or 2 weeks ago that they really hung with Solon. Well, Solon, which was a state final four participant last year, state finalist actually, they got their doors blown in by Mentor by 20. So the GCC is unbelievable, and Elyria needs to stack up wins wherever they can. Now, Lorain may not be that, and truthfully, Vermilion and Sandusky may not be that either, but they go Lorain, Vermilion or Sandusky, Shaker, Brunswick, Euclid, Clearview, Keystone, Mentor, Solon. I mean, it's just crazy, Andy. They need to find a way to break through some of these close games they've lost. They lost to Bay and Medina and Solon by a combined, if I can do math quickly, by a combined 18 points. Those are three really good teams. They need to find a way to win some of those close games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Joel, before we let you go here, and we've talked about a lot of the teams in the top five. Avon rounded out your top five. They fell for the first time this season last weekend against Olmsted Falls, a very, very good team. Who are some of the teams right now that are on the cusp of cracking that top five?
Yeah, I had Columbia written out as the fifth team this week. You know, they're 4-2. They beat, I believe they beat Northwestern last night by it was relatively close. I think they pulled away thanks to Adam Ross and company, but they're 4-2. Their two losses have been by a combined 10 points to Fairview and Clearview, two teams which are combined 11-1. So Columbia is really good. They'll be right there in the mix in the pack, and I have a feeling you'll be seeing more of them in the top five soon.
Good stuff. Well, Joel, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Andy, thank you. Talk to you soon.